This is Ozarks at Large. At precisely 6 o'clock yesterday morning at the Fayetteville National Cemetery, the Ozark Highlanders Pipe Band performed the song, "The Battle Is O'er." Like thousands of other pipers around the world, the Ozark Highlanders were marking the 100th anniversary of the armistice ending World War I. About 15 minutes earlier, Steve Gray, the president of the Northwest Arkansas Veterans Day Association, stood in front of a couple of hundred visitors.
But today it would all end with an armistice. Places like Meuse-Argonne, Somme, Saint-Mihiel, Bellewood, and Verdun and Flanders have all behind them with a death toll of over 116,000 Americans. It was the first war to see mass killing machines and methods such as poison gas, the tank, machine guns, and aircraft.
It was 100 years ago yesterday, the nations involved in what was contemporaneously believed to be the war to end all wars itself ended after more than 4 years of horrific battle. Researcher Rachel Williams estimates 16 million combatants and civilians died as a direct result of the war, and tens of millions more died during the conflict from influenza, genocide, and famine. The war began to close with the first armistice signed by Bulgaria in September 1918, and the end culminated with the signing of an armistice with Germany on November 11th.
In recognition of the centennial of that very armistice, pipers from around the world were urged to perform the ballad, "When the Battle's O'er," at precisely 6 a.m.
Pipers would often lead British and Scottish forces into a battle in World War I in full view of the German lines. Figures vary from source to source, but at a minimum, 500 pipers were killed during the war and at least another 600 wounded. In the new book, A Poppy of Remembrance by Michelle Uhle, the last surviving World War I piper is quoted as saying, "You were scared, but you just had to do it. They were depending upon you."
In this, the worst day of the losses in British history, 50 of the 200 Scottish bagpipers who led the charge lost their lives as they leapt up from the trenches, exposing themselves to a German machine gun fire.
Steve Gray with the Northwest Arkansas Veterans Day Association says more than 73,000 Arkansans served during World War I. 2,300 died from battle or disease. Five of those casualties are interred in the Fayetteville National Cemetery, buried there in 1918. Gray says it's believed many of the state's dead are buried in cemeteries in Europe. Other veterans of the war, those who survived, are also buried in the National Cemetery. Steve Gray says the women and men who come back from war and service should also be the subject of attention.
It is that group I wish we pay attention to, for the battle inside them is never over. They have dealt with survivor guilt, struggled with shell shock, or as we call it, PTSD, and physical wounds as well. And their families are touched in ways very difficult to discuss. So as we are surrounded by those interred here, most of them were not killed in combat, but lived many years beyond those days, carrying the burden of the war.
The war that ended 100 years ago wasn't, of course, the war that ended all wars. It would take only a couple of decades for the Great War to be renamed World War I. And even in the immediate days, months, and years following the armistice, the Greco-Turkish War claimed another 35,000 lives, at least, during partitioning of the Ottoman Empire. Fitting that the early morning ceremony ended with a prayer of remembrance from Christopher Guyton, chaplain at the Veterans Healthcare System of the Ozarks.
We remember our World War I veterans. We thank you for their sacrifice. We ask that you give their family the favor of your blessing, a gift that we ourselves could never offer. We ask that you would give their families of the World War II veterans peace beyond the peace that they sacrificed for. Heavenly Father, we remember them and their selfless acts of service. Bring healing into the homes that have empty places. Lord, thank you for the opportunity to to remember their legacy. Veterans Day is sacred to us. On this occasion, we have to reflect and remember and heal our land, Lord.
The Ozark Highlanders Piper Band, who along with the Singing Men of Arkansas, performed at an observation of the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I yesterday morning at 6 on Veterans Day at the Fayetteville National Cemetery. This is Ozarks at Large.